Davidson? Did you sleep well? I hope so. For a short kick like you, I really can't get enough of you. It's something I've had to come to grips with. I'm afraid there's no cure for you, I guess. And I hate to say it, but if there's some kind of magical formula to cure me of this love I have for you, well then, short kick, I'm afraid you're stuck with me, because I wouldn't take that medicine. I'd rather swallow an eggplant whole. What? You didn't think I was going to say something more drastic, did you? I've got a cat's tongue, don't forget it. No. Nothing like that, but I wanted today to be about spoiling you. It might feel like it's some other day, but I feel like it's a special one. I had a dream about you last night, and it was a vivid one. We went on a great adventure, just the two of us. Pretty rad, huh? Oh yeah? Did I catch your interest with that? I'm glad. If I didn't, then I'd wonder what I was doing. Obviously not good enough for you, Davidson. Till I get that heart of yours wrapped around my hand. Well, it's wrapped around the finger, right? Hey. I guess I gotta work on those smooth words. Hey. You're cute this morning. So cute I could just eat you, huh? All too cheesy for you. Maybe I should try the old-fashioned way. Actions speak louder, don't they, Davidson? You already knew that, though. You already knew I was a man of action from the moment you met me. Otherwise, you'd be disappointed by now. Wouldn't you, Shortcake? I'm not the kind of guy who can just sit around and accept I've got the world wrapped around my finger. Say I got it right that time. No, Davidson. I'd do it all over again with you. I still can't believe we've been dating for almost a year. Wow. It could be almost too soon. I didn't forget our anniversary, no. I forgot what day it was, huh? Not our anniversary, I mean today. What? You gonna get angry at me, Shortcake? I'd kinda love to see that. You angry at me? Come on. You know I'm good for it. I'm worth that anger, right? Why don't you show me that faith? Because I find it twice as attractive. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah? Did I make Davidson just a bit more shy these days? No. You wouldn't have made it this far if you were that shy, Davidson. I happen to know that you, well, you've got a lot going for you, honey. But there's a lot of things you need to address. You know, first and foremost, why you haven't given me another good morning kiss. Why every single time I look you in the eye, you have a seemingly divine effect on me, making me this excited, this happy. Come on, Davidson. You know you have to fess up someday to that spell you've put me under. You think I didn't know? Those lips of yours are just too endearing, too addictive. I could never consider it anything less than magic. Look at me, baby. That's right. That's the expression I like. From dawn till dusk, it never changes. Some things change, don't get me wrong, but you and I, we keep on getting closer. Closer and closer, just like I want it. And it makes me smile real bright. And I don't regret a thing. You see, Davidson, I've realized something. You and I, we're everything. Everything I care about, at least. And I don't really feel bad saying it. What? Who's gonna hear it? Someone I don't care about as much as you? Come on, shortcake. You already know. All this, it's just a giant convoluted ode to you. And you really, really get me. You get me in ways that no one else can. And that makes me so happy that I could just burst. Oh, if I burst, might as well do it in an explosive way. A way that makes you really, really shy. Like that, Davidson. Now there's no distance separating us. Now you could do anything you want. And I wouldn't complain. Have I ever complained when you tried to tease me? I say tried in parentheses, because I admit it, sometimes you got the jump on me. Sometimes I lost to you, Davidson. What then, baby? What happens when I lose to you? Is it really a loss for me? Or is it a victory in disguise? Because when I look into those eyes, I can't think of anything that would make me more happy. Come on. You already know that I'm so infatuated with you. And yet still you play that coy game. Who's teasing who? Hey, baby. Don't forget, might not be our anniversary, but, you know, every day has to be special in some way. If you don't make it special, then are you really alive? Come here. That's right, Davidson. I'm gonna hold you close. What's the best way to start the day? I'd say looking into your eyes and seeing that beautiful look. Seeing my one and only looking back at me. That's the best start of a day I could ever ask for. Now, the tricky part is, how do you keep that same energy for the rest of the fucking day? That is the question, isn't it? Yeah. I thought you might not know it right away. But I've got just the thing. You see, I've been thinking about it day and night. A little shortcake like you. Well, I'm not saying you're too small or anything, but you're just the right size. Don't forget that. Oh, hold up. Now I have to backtrack a little bit of my plans. I do have plans for the rest of the day, but first things first. You said something I can't look past. Or maybe you thought it and I read your mind. Davidson. You need to love yourself a little more. Oh yeah? Gonna argue with me? Won't go too well for you. Cause I'll just use kisses until you bow to my supremacy. I'm not even talking about that. No, no. Come on, baby. You know I'm just looking out for you. You're not too short, you're not too tall. You're not too big, you're not too small. You're just the right fucking size, okay? I mean it. If I didn't, I wouldn't say it. You got that? Come on, shortcake. You know the reason why I really call you that is because those lips of yours are so sweet. Not just your lips, though. Oh, what other places are tasty? That's for me to know, and you to probably know too, but find out later anyways. Davidson? What? If I've got a glow about me, it's only because I've got the most beautiful, wonderful, damn little shortcake in the world right next to me. Am I supposed to not be happy? I'm afraid I couldn't even if I tried. There's nothing better than you, Davidson. Oh, yeah, yeah? Don't get too tired of the nickname. If you want something else, why don't I call you my... Ooh, that's a tough one. Matching Davidson? That's a tall order, but just because you asked me to, I'll pick something else to add to the repertoire of lovely things I call my lovely shortcake. Maybe you'd like to be called my little wallflower. Maybe you'd like to be called my... Oh, that's it. My cute little bamboo sprout. What, you asked for a new nickname? Regretting it now? Davidson? I was only kidding unless you like it. Mm-hmm. Well, you're like a bamboo sprout because deep down, it's like you're always growing in ways you'd never expect. And, well, the second way is a bit of a secret, trade secret, strictly forbidden for you to know. All right, Shortcake, do you trust me? Good. I know you said no, but I know you mean yes, this time. What? I can read your mind. Are you surprised about that, Davidson? I only picked you up because I knew deep down you wanted to be held. Isn't that right? Come on, baby. You can't try and hide the fact that sometimes you're a little touch starved. And sometimes you need this affirmation that you're special. And that's A-okay, I do too. You think I don't, Davidson? You'd be dead wrong. I need all the affirmations. Because if it wasn't from you, it wouldn't be good enough. So, Davidson, why don't I give you a little special affirmation made just for you? Okay? Now, don't appreciate it all at once now, but you made a difference for me. You're the one exception. So adorable. At first glance, I fell in love. But it wasn't first love and love at first sight that made me stick to you like glue. No, it was so much more than that. Your personality is one of the most gorgeous ones in the whole fucking world. And the more I get to know you, the more I get to experience, the more I get to see of you, the more impressed if I am. Oh yeah, hell yeah. I'm not even close to done. Davidson? Now, if we went into details, there's too many to count. Too many special things that make you, you. You want me to name a few? You're on. It's a real simple way to finding little things. The way your fingers have just the right amount of weight to them. So that when I hold them, it feels like I'm actually holding something instead of feeling like they're just empty. No weight at all. You may see that as something that a lot of people wouldn't understand or appreciate. But to me, it's the little things that make us. And don't get me started on how giving you are. You might have your selfish streaks, but I think that's twice as cute. You've given me so many things, so many moments, not only of your time, your passion, your love. You've given me a whole bunch of feelings I could have never had myself. Come on, Shortcake. Admit it. You're special beyond belief. And even if you weren't, well, I guess I'm that blind man who's never gonna see. Because the only thing I see is perfection right in front of me. And each and every one of those quirks and little things about you, it only makes me fall more madly in love with you. And I do mean madly. Davidson? Do you understand what I mean by... Well, I guess you get it, but